Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Do you bring your mother over to make margaritas in the open houses, or does she just stay at home and pound them on her own?
It's a little bit of both. Chips, guacamole, margarita. She is one happy gal.
That's awesome. That would get me buying a house. Mama Leonard over there in Hochberg, and we got a party.
Yeah. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So what's the top of mind, though? I know we talked about Northbrook already. Super duper, where they got 40, 50 homes coming online.
Yeah, all new more construction. Than that, 60.
60.
Yep.
Cool. Very cool. We could use new neighbors and increase the tax base in Northbrook.
I think that everyone in that community is just really excited to have there be a completion point.
Yes.
You know, I think that'll just be a nice, because it's a great, you've got a great crowd there now, but just to have it, you know, conclude. It's been a long time standing.
Maybe they can move over to Northbrook Court and that abomination that they did after they took the entire west side of the mall down. Be nice to maybe send these developers over there. So, listen, we've got a lot of good things going on in Northbrook, and there's some challenges. You know, Northbrook Court, they've got to redo, but that's on the other side. But you've got houses. There's no houses.
The location that Gateway's in is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So one of the other things I wanted to talk about, you had talked about the when somebody wants to purchase a home.
Yep.
And now a perfect situation is that they would have no debt against their property and they could do a HELOC. I have one. It was a super easy process going through BMO. It was great. But a lot of people still have debt against their property.
Sure.
And so I think now that the inventory is starting to level out a little bit, what we've seen people do is we go through the staging process, we get them all set up, we start looking actively, and once they realize that the inventory isn't as bad as it was, let's say, 6 months ago, we focus on getting their house listed. And once that goes under contract, the way that you can put it simply is we usually ask for a 60-day close, and that gives them 30 days to actively look. Now, and you can speak to this, David, if you actively look for a house every day for 60 days, the chances of finding something are pretty high.
Right.
Usually I find that it's about a month, and then we do a 30-day close, which when you do financing, what's your turnaround times?
We get done in 2 weeks if
exactly.
We have to.
Right. So you can really look for 5 weeks comfortably, and then still find a place, get a mortgage, and close. And so that's been, I think, the stopping point for a lot of people is, how do I move on to the next phase and make this all work if I need the finances for my current home? But there's a lot of solutions. The line of credit is a great one.
Yep.
And then the alternative is work, focus on getting your home sold, since that's where the equity is coming out of. Release yourself from that debt. If you look for a month, you'll be good to go, and you can get their loan done in 2 weeks. They can close on time, take the money out of their current house and put it towards the new one.
Talk more about that after the break, because we went super long in the first segment, so we're going to talk about it, dive deeper after the news, because Kleppen's in there. Kleppen went to Maui for his honeymoon.
Yeah, I knew that, because you weren't here when he came back.
Right, and he posted pictures.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I cannot wait to see these. Can we share these?
Yeah. Kleppen, can we share your honeymoon pictures?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. They have been shared on my Instagram page and Facebook at dkleppen, K-L-E-P-P-I-N, on Insta.
And you have your six-pack or eight-pack in? Like, what's your beach bod look like at that point?
At that point, I was probably about a week into the honeymoon, so the pack was pressing.
now I want to make sure you send only the pictures and not the videos.
Yeah.
Because the OnlyFans videos, that stays on your OnlyFans.
Well, obviously. That's the drive.
Clearly.
That's
we don't need to see that. Understood. I know that's your retirement.
Understood.
Okay.
Exactly. You get it.
Just want to make sure.
Not too many people just could cut a steak with their feet, though. So
I don't want to know anything about it.
That's the whole point of it.
That's extra for the OnlyFans. Right. That's the premium OnlyFans.
Very tempting. Right.
It is, isn't it?
Very
doesn't
tempting.
Sound great? Right.
Sarah, the first 3 minutes are free. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We were talking prior to the break, Sarah, about monetary manipulation, right? How you kind of have to do a bunch of things. That's where a line of credit comes in so effectively. If you're buying a home or you're selling a home and you have a ton of equity, even if you don't have a ton of equity, you go up to 80% of the value of your current home. You go to 85 if you have good credit, but for the short period of time, 80 should be enough. So I'll give the example one more time.
Yeah.
You live in you own a $100,000 home. You owe $50,000. You're at 50% loan to value. Okay? You could borrow in that example, 80 times 100 is 80, right? So 80% of 100 is $80,000 in this example. You owe 50, 80,000 minus 50,000 is 30,000. You have 30,000.
He's a math wizard.
I want a chart.
I mean, this isn't
listeners.
Really that difficult to understand, but you've got $30,000 worth of availability to now put down on your next home.
Right.
You could also, even if you've got money for the next home, if you haven't sold your current home, it's going to cost you money to move.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's going to cost you money to set up all your utilities.
You could also use that money to do repairs or updates or if you need your floors refinished.
Well, and I love what you said on the five-week span.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, you do want your house to sell then fast.
So absolutely.
It better be staged right. So you could use that $30K and, well, like paint or, I don't know, meaning you're the expert when it comes to what people are popping and choosing to really make that big impact with that dollar amount.
Yeah, and with the rates being what they are, and although people aren't in fear anymore, they don't want to move into a property and have to do a ton of work. I always say no one wants to buy into someone else's problem.
Huh.
So if you just minimize those, it really does pay back tenfold in the time that it takes to sell, the negotiations that you have to do, and the interest that you'll have up front. Statistically, the quicker you get an offer, the higher the offer is. So it's always advantageous to try and draw the appeal earlier on. And so those, even if you use the HELOC or that money to do those small things, it always makes a really positive impact when you go to sell.
The quicker you sell your home, the quicker you have one less mortgage payment if you have a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
It's one less month of insurance you pay.
Yep.
It's one less month of real estate taxes you have to cover. So the sooner you close your home, oh, you know what, up there, $5,000, they're screwing me up, $5,000. You've been through those. I'm not selling for another. All right, listen there, Spartacus, here's the deal. You got a $3,200 mortgage payment,
right?
You're gonna stand on principal over 5 G's.
Yeah.
In a month and a half, you're gonna blow through that 5 G's.
Easy,
right?
Easy.
And your first offer is your best offer,
always,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So just take the offer, get the house sold. The toughest part about buying a boat, right, is selling your old one.
Yeah.
Okay. Ask any boat owner, right? I don't own a boat, never want to own a boat, but I know a lot of people that own boats. The best part about owning a boat is selling the boat that you had so you can buy your
next boat.
Your next boat. Sure. It's the same thing with the house.
I think a lot of people don't realize if you close on a home, let's just say you close September 5th, you skip the following month and your first mortgage payment isn't due until the month after. People forget that.
And I'm curious on, is the flavor still, hey, I think I could get more because people saw what houses were selling for and they're maybe not quite there. So then you have these, I don't want to call them greedy.
Yeah.
But like people that are just like, no, I think I could get 10% more. Like,
is that
happening?
I think that a lot of sellers who are buyers are educating themselves, watching the internet, what things are doing. So they see that there's more out there to purchase that's a little bit more reasonable in price, and therefore it hits them on the sales side as well.
Okay.
But because they're seeing that, you know, values are stabilizing, they're okay with it because they make up for it on the purchase.
Of course.
So, yeah. And things
trading
are,
dollars for dollars.
Exactly. Yeah. And things are like leveling off slowly but surely. I listed a property on Thursday, and we have two offers, but they're full price. Whereas 4 months ago, they probably would have been $20,000 over list price.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're still at a healthy place. We're still at the
top
of the market.
We're just not on the ludicrous.
Exactly. There's actually some rhyme or reason to the values that we're using right now, where before there wasn't.
Yeah.
The balloon is deflating a little bit.
Yeah.
But all the air has not gone out of the balloon.
I'll tell you what, though. I listed 3 short sales last week.
Whoa.
No way.
I did. People that just tried and pushed and pushed and pushed, and they just can't afford to stay.
That is news.
Okay. And I think that a lot of people don't realize, like, when you did the whatever you agreed to with your mortgage company during COVID in those times.
Forbearance.
Yeah.
Right?
They're like, well, it was like free money. I'm like, wait a minute here. Everything is tacked on at the end.
Nothing's free.
Nothing is free. Yeah. And so people are now realizing this, because when you're in this desperate moment, you just sign off on anything that will help issue relief.
Yeah.
And now they're realizing, holy cow. It was a temporary relief. And so now we're just getting into that again. And I've got two of my agents showing short sales this weekend.
So let's go over what a short sale is, because we haven't spoken about short sales in about 10 years on the show.
Is it? So, oh, no, it's probably
2008 through 2011, 12. Yeah. That was in vogue.
Yeah. So
it's been a good 10 years.
Yeah, it's where you owe more on your property than what the market is bearing that it's worth. So, for instance, my agents are showing a house for $400,000. It's the owner's owe, I looked, like $515,000 on the house.
Is that because they pulled a second? Or?
So it looks like when they bought, and then they did pull a second.
Okay.
Yeah. And so now their debt outweighs what the actual value is. So they're going to have to go back to their lender and say,
hardship.
I have a hardship. Can you please forgive me for this debt?
Yep.
And so, you know, you have to obviously have a hardship in order to qualify for the bank to want to work with you.
You can't just wake up on a Tuesday and be like,
I've got 100 grand in the bank, but I don't want to pay it towards the house debt. Right.
Okay.
So, we're starting to see that again. I mean, I don't think it's going to I don't think it's going to take over the market, but it's certainly dripping back in.
Great question here. Texter would like to know, curious on the short sales, what were the approximate ages of those sellers? Were they younger, middle class age, in their 50s, or were they older in their above 70 years
old? So two were at the age of retirement, I think just trying to stay in the house until they could, and it just didn't work out well. Talking about pulling money out of their 401k, and I'm like, oh my gosh, everyone just stop.
Yeah.
And then the other ones were, they had young kids.
Yeah.
So they just tried to not change schools.
Just
and I mean,
hit.
I get it. It's you know, it's a scary time for people, but there are solutions that are available. We do those all the time.
Well,
and
finding the right realtor, right?
Yeah.
Because short sales are not,
they're messy,
easy.
Yeah. And you really have to guide someone with the expectations, the timelines.
They take time.
Yeah. And there's no rhyme or reason. Like, we have to price the property and the bank won't even talk to us unless we have an offer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's completely reversed. I'm pricing it, I have to get an offer, and then they won't initiate the short sale conversation until that offer is submitted. So it's a little bit backwards, but
it's not even a little bit.
Yeah.
That is 100%
it's
backwards.
It's so hard to understand, because buyers are going to pay for an inspection. They're making a commitment to wait, and then the bank could come back and want $35,000 more.
Doesn't mean they'll accept it.
Yeah.
That's right. So it's there's some risk involved, but for someone who's not in a time crunch, it could be an opportunity.
At a better price.
Yeah, it could be.
Okay.
Right.
All right, 847. Another 847. I'm in banking. No hardship for being stupid.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
thank you for that, sir.
Yeah. There's somebody with a heart.
Sir, sir or madam.
Or madam.
We do not know. Come
no, it's a good point.
Yeah.
No, listen, I get calls every week from listeners who have a silent second FHA loan.
Yeah.
If you had an FHA loan during COVID, we'll go to a break after this. FHA loan during COVID. You were able to take all of that money that you didn't pay in forbearance and they put it on the back of your home as a second mortgage. Now these homeowners, these listeners are now calling, I'd like to get a second loan to pay off some debt. I'm like, I'm sure you would. Challenge is, you already have a second loan.
And
plus, your current rate's at 3.5%, 4%.
Right.
And if we refinanced you, I'd have to take the first loan plus what you didn't pay during the forbearance. And then your rate's going to start with a 7, and you're really screwed.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
Not
so, listen, what you don't see out there, you can take these economic indicator numbers and shove them right up your wahoo. I'm telling you right now, there's something going on that's not being represented.
Yeah, it's not feeling good.
In those
numbers. Yeah.
I'm just telling you right now, I don't know where these numbers are coming from, but we talk to folks every single day, listen. Mm-hmm. You talk to listeners, Jeremy. You're in and out of houses, Kelly and Jack. Something's going on that's not being reported, because this economy is a lot worse than what everybody is running around eating snow cones and candy canes and
sunshine and rainbows.
Sunshine and rainbow.
Yes.
It's not like that.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
We just passed $1 trillion, $1.03 trillion. Am I pinning out? Are you getting this?
$1.0.
We got Bridget here from
Northwestern. As soon as we talk about endowments, then we're really
$1.03 trillion of credit card debt. Congratulations. So you got older
That's
listeners
insane.
Tapping out their 401k in order to survive.
Please don't.
It's
That's
ridiculous.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. Sarah, if our listeners want to reach out to you, they reach out to you.
224-239-3966.